Hello, my people. How you doing? I hope everything is good. I hope everything is well with you. I am so happy to be here today and to be talking to you right now. Welcome and thank you for tuning to my talk on African Pride Radio. This is Eliza talking to you, and I'm here to share with you some strategies on how to build self-confidence. Without further ado, let's dive into the topic. So our talk today is about how to build self-confidence, courageously overcome fears, insecurities, and self-doubts. The first step towards building self-confidence is to start a self-discovery journey. This is the beginning. Before you do anything, we need to discover who we are. And that includes evaluating your self-efficiency, knowing your mental blocks, identifying and creating your growth areas. Self-confidence is not something we can learn like standard rules, basically. It's a state of mind. Positivity, practice, training, knowledge, and getting help from others are some of the real ways to help us build self-confidence or level up our self-confidence. It comes from the feeling of well-being, accepting yourself, and believing in your own abilities. Today, we'll provide information and practical lessons to help you overcome fears, insecurities, and self-doubt that might have hindered you in one way or another in your social life, for example, or your professional life. Self-discovery journey is all about understanding yourself, knowing your mental blocks, and being able to chart your growth path and appreciate the importance of confidence. Self-discovery is a long life journey of exploring your inner self and trying to find out who you are exactly, your potential, your goals in life, and the main principles that guides you through different situations in life. And it begins with self-awareness, going to your personal interests as well as your future dreams. Having self-knowledge is very important because it will guide you and help you flourish in different situations. The first component of self-discovery journey is evaluating your self-efficiency. And self-efficiency is basically your belief in your own ability to achieve a certain goal. Let's say you work in an organization that gives every employee a target. And if your self-efficiency on the task at hand is low, this might actually affect your performance and you might fail to meet the company's target. Your supervisor might think, oh, this person is not competent, when it's only your belief that is actually letting you down. How then can you practice self-efficiency? One way to practice self-efficiency is to look at your past performance, where you actually did good. Because success breeds success, and your past success can actually encourage you towards another success every time you give it a reflection. Also, observing other people. Seeing someone else perform may actually make you more confident by removing your self-doubt and make you effective as them by being inspired by them. Also, getting social persuasions. Encouragement from others can work miracles. A life coach who gives you a positive feedback will also increase your self-efficiency level. Secondly, know your mental blocks. Mental blocks are limiting mindset that hinders you from accomplishing vital tasks and having success. These blocks are the primary causes of fear, self-doubt, and insecurity. To build your self-confidence, you must identify these blocks and overcome them. For instance, let's say you're facing a new problem or doing some task for the first time. You get worried about the task and not sure about your next move. The whole task seems impossible, hitting your confidence level to deliver. You come to realize that when doubt fills your mind, fear will dominate your thoughts. So what can you do about it? Note down the thoughts that harm your confidence and hinders you from concentrating on what you're doing. Overcome future failures also by remembering your past success. Use evidence from your past to predict the future. So let's say you overcame a situation before or you have succeeded in something in the past. Use that right now to deal with whatever situation that you think is hitting your self-confidence or you think you can't overcome. Finally, you need to identify and create your growth areas. Personal growth is the process by which you recognize yourself and continually develop to reach your highest potential. Self-confidence building, it starts when you commit to having personal growth. You might have spent too much time worrying about things beyond your control, things in the past or things in the future, But you must acknowledge that you are in control of yourself. And once you acknowledge that, you will find the courage to overcome all the obstacles in your way right now. So remaining confident is essential to responding to challenges and finding the right knowledge and experience you need to get closer to your ideal self is a way to overcome all these insecurities. So what can you do about it? Develop a mental growth to accept whatever happens to you without blaming yourself so much. Because once you allow something that happens to you to affect your peace, you're basically giving your power away. Also, grow socially by trying to improve your communication skills or learning new skills. This also will boost your self-confidence. Here are some questions to help you start your self-discovery journey. You can write them down and reflect on them throughout the week. The first question is, what do you value and what are your fundamental beliefs? Secondly, how frequently do you doubt your own abilities? Thirdly, highlight 4 favorite qualities about yourself. And finally, highlight 5 physical attributes you like about yourself. I will end with this quote from Christopher Robin. And the quote says, always remember, you're braver than you believe, is stronger than you seem, and smarter than you think. Feel free to share your ideas or comments below. We are also offering a free 4-week program on building self-confidence. So if you want to sign up for the free program or read more about it, you can visit www.africanpridemagazine.com/charity. And you can search for Possibilities Life Coaching section. Or you can also email liza_plc@africanpridemagazine.com. I would like to say a special thank you to my team and the executive producer, Arowolo Ola, for the support and for making it possible for me to share my talk here today. For the next talk, please visit www.africanpridemagazine.com/radio. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope this information is valuable in helping you with your self-confidence journey. Bye for now, and have a wonderful day.